Numbers, chapter 23. Balaam said to Balak, "Build 7 altars for me here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me here." Balak did just as Balaam had said. Balak and Balaam offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Balaam said to Balak, "Stand here by your burnt offering, while I go off by myself. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet me. Whatever he shows me, I will tell you." So Balak went and stood by his burnt offering, and Balaam called to God, and then he went off to a barren hill. God met Balaam, and Balaam said to him, "I have set up 7 altars, and I have offered up a bull and a ram on each altar." The Lord put a message into Balaam's mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and you are to deliver this message." Balaam returned to Balak and found him standing by his burnt offering, along with all the officials of Moab. Balaam took up his oracle. He said, "From Aram, Balak has brought me. Balak, the king of Moab from the eastern mountains, said, 'Come, curse Jacob for me. Come, denounce Israel.' How can I curse someone God has not cursed? How can I denounce someone the Lord has not denounced? Yes, from the rocky peaks I see him. From the hills I look at him. Look, a people that dwells apart, that does not consider itself to be one of the nations. Who can count the dust of Jacob, or number even a fourth of Israel? May I die the death of the righteous. May my final end be like his." Balak said to Balaam, "What have you done to me? I brought you to curse my enemies, but you have just blessed them." Balaam answered, "Don't I have to speak accurately whatever the Lord puts in my mouth?" Balak said to Balaam, "Please come with me to another place where you can see them. You will see only their outskirts. You will not see all of them. From there, curse them for me." Balak took Balaam into the field of Zophim, to the top of Pisgah. Balak built 7 altars and offered up a bull and a ram on each altar. Balaam said to Balak, "Stand here by your burnt offering while I meet the Lord over there." The Lord met with Balaam and put a message in his mouth. The Lord said, "Return to Balak, and you are to deliver this message." Balaam came back to Balak and found him standing by his burnt offering, and the officials of Moab were with him. Balak said to him, "What did the Lord say?" Balaam took up his oracle and said, "Get up, Balak, and listen. Give ear to me, son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he changes his mind. Does he say something and then not carry it out? Does he speak and then not bring it about? Look, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot change that. No disaster is in sight for Jacob. No suffering is seen in Israel. The Lord his God is with him. The shout for the king is among them. He rejoices in his king. God brings them out of Egypt. God is like the horns of a wild ox for him. Surely there is no occult power against Jacob, no omen against Israel. They will say about Jacob and Israel, 'What great things God has done!' Look, the people rise up like a lioness. Like a lion they lift themselves up. He will not lie down until he eats the prey, until he drinks the blood of the slain." And then Balak said to Balaam, "Do not curse them at all. Do not bless them at all." But Balaam answered Balak, "Didn't I say to you that I must do everything the Lord says?" Balak said to Balaam, "Come on, I will take you to another place. Maybe God will agree to let you curse them for me from there." Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, which overlooks the wasteland. Balaam said to Balak, "Build 7 altars for me here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me here." Balak did just as Balaam had said, and offered up a bull and a ram on every altar. Chapter 24. When Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he did not go to look for omens as he had done at the other times, but he set his face toward the wilderness. When Balaam lifted up his eyes and saw Israel dwelling according to their tribes, the Spirit of God was upon him. He took up his oracle and said, the declaration of Balaam son of Beor, the declaration of the man whose eye is open, the declaration of the one who hears the words of God, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who is falling down but his eyes are wide open. How beautiful are your tents, O Jacob, and your dwelling places, O Israel! Like rows of palm trees they stretch out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes which the Lord has planted, like cedar trees beside the waters. Water will flow from his buckets, his seed will have abundant waters, his king will be higher than Agag, his kingdom will be lifted up. God brings him out of Egypt. God is like the horns of a wild ox for him. He will eat up the nations who are his adversaries. He will gnaw on their bones. He will pierce them through with his arrows. He crouches like a lion. He lies down like a lioness. Who will rouse him? The one who blesses you is blessed. The one who curses you is cursed. Balak's anger burned against Balaam, and he slapped his hands together. Balak said to Balaam, I summoned you to curse my enemies. But look, all you have done is bless them these three times. Now get out of here. Go to your own place. I said I would really reward you, but look, the Lord has denied you a reward. Balaam said to Balak, Didn't I tell the messengers you sent to me? I will say what the Lord says. Even if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I can't go against the command of the Lord by doing anything good or bad of my own will. Yes, I am going back to my people. But pay attention now. I will tell you what this people will do to your people in days to come. Balaam took up his oracle and said, The declaration of Balaam, son of Beor, the declaration of the man whose eye is open, the declaration of the one who hears the words of God, who receives knowledge from the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty, who is falling down, but his eyes are wide open. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise up out of Israel. It will smash the foreheads of Moab and the skulls of all the people of Sheth. Edom will lose its territory to others. Seir, Israel's enemy, also will become a possession. But Israel will display its power. One who comes from Jacob will rule, and he will destroy the survivors of the city. He looked at Amalek, took up his oracle, and said, First among the nations was Amalek, but his end will come to destruction. He looked at the Kenites, took up his oracle, and said, Permanent is your dwelling place, set in stone is your nest. However, you Kenites will be destroyed when Asher takes you captive. He took up his oracle and said, Ah, who will live when God does this? But ships will come from the coast of Kittim. They will oppress Asher. They will oppress Eber, but they also will come to destruction. Balaam got up and left to return to his place. Balak also went on his way.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.